This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to do things a little bit different on this live Sunday global transmission. I'm going to open the phones up very, very early. In fact, in the third segment of the broadcast, here in about 20 minutes. Macron, the youngest French president ever, Napoleon in makeup is what they're calling him, just won by 65 to 35%, more than a 20% lead on Marie Le Pen. Now, here's the deal. I looked at the scientific polls, and I read the fine print on them, how they carry the polls out, the methodology, as they call it. And she was dead heat behind or ahead of him in polls that were giving him 5, 10, 15, 20 points, depending on the poll. So something is rotten in the state of the Parisian capital today. Now, it's already basically midnight in Paris, and they have announced that Macron has won the French presidency by an emphatic margin. Two things happened here. Either the French capitulated like they did to Hitler. Oh, you can search engine. 2 weeks after the French lost to Hitler, their main military stood down the Maginot Line. The British Expeditionary Force fled to the coast in Dunkirk. Most of the French military leadership just signed up as Nazis. They'd done it before the war even started, as covert agents, and became the Vichy French down in the south of France. That's how France was run by the Nazis so quickly. There wasn't a French resistance for the last year or so of the war. So either France has just sold out to Germany again, as Le Pen said. You'll either be ruled by me as a woman or by Angela Merkel. She said that in last week's debate. Either they have just wanted to be trendy. They want their pension funds. They want to be ruled by the EU. They just believe the lie of going along with the system. And they're playing into the froggy penchant for surrender. Or, as the poll numbers show, there was massive election fraud. Up on Real Alex Jones on Twitter, also on our Prison Planet Live Twitter with Paul Watson, we have the news and the reports there where they were sending out ballots with no Marie Le Pen on them all over the country. So this just got announced the last 45 minutes. I mean, when I started doing live feeds earlier on Facebook and YouTube, it was postulated that he was the winner with a landslide. Now he is the winner, Emmanuel Macron. Mr. Macron is now the winner. This will be a day long remembered. We've seen, I mean, there's photos, you can Google these, of him at the knees, worshiping on his knees to Angela Merkel, who's opened the borders up to the Islamicist, who is absolutely letting Europe be captured by Islam, who is merging the EU with the Muslim countries. This is incredible. So that's all coming up. I want to take your calls. Also, I have challenged Stephen Colbert to be a man. He's an actor posing as a reporter who poses as a satirist who then puts out ridiculous lies about myself, President Trump, and others. And then says, oh, it's just satire. But he says he's not satirical now as Stephen Colbert hosting the CBS Late Show. That was, of course, the barony previously of an actual good comedy genius with quite a bit of art to his brain, but still a liberal, and of course, that was David Letterman. But you have a pure actor up there who then hides behind being an actor and hides behind his 100-plus writers, 19 of them full-time, 17 of them men. Where's the glass ceiling there? And he won't debate me. It's not that I need to go on a show. He attacks me almost every night. It's that they're such cowards, they would never stand against a real man who, because he's a real, real, real man, who doesn't have a teleprompter or writers. He just sits there in these skits posing as if he's this big intellectual. But he's not as bad as Bill Maher. The weasel with that you-know-what eating grin on his face. The turd gobbler. The turd goblin. Bill Maher. Well, I've talked to a lot of Hollywood folks at dinner. They say that at dinner, he just starts bringing me up. He's been obsessed with me for over a decade. And he's come out and accused the president of incest, basically. What if I said Bill Maher has sex with his family? Of course, it's satire.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
When I started out on air 20 years ago, you never heard the term information war. Now it's all over the news. And InfoWars, with our amazing audience of activists and myself and the great crew, is changing the world. We're shattering the cultural mores of the establishment. We're exposing their false paradigms. We're exposing their tyranny, their hypocrisy, and so much more. And so they are arrogantly following the path of tyrants throughout history, like elephants going to a boneyard to die. They are trying to censor us, trying to shut us down, and creating facsimiles with The Late Show, with Stephen Colbert, and with Viacom and CBS and Showtime, with shows like Homeland and Law and Order. There are five national shows I know of that every week admittedly have an Alex Jones character on them, who they admit is Alex Jones, who they then put words in the mouth of racism, of hate, of disinformation that I never said or never did, in their attempt to psychologically condition and inoculate with poison in the minds of the people before they ever get sent a link to one of our videos or one of our articles or one of our guests. The system is scared of us, showing not how powerful we are, but how incredibly pathetic they are. And that's why the teleprompter actors posing as satirists, really just political propagandists, the Bill Maher's and the Stephen Colbert's of the world, attack me continually and attack the liberty movement continually, because they know we're not reading off teleprompters. They know we're true classical constitutional, classical liberals, paleoconservatives. The modern terms mean nothing. They know we hold the light in the dark of the night, and they're scared of that. Macron, the protege of Hollande, in a landslide 65-35, has won the election with more than 20 points. The 39-year-old investment banker who works for the Rothschild family, can't make that up, who was trained in the most government elite school for politicians, who is the right-hand man to Fillon, ran as an anti-establishment guy in a 13-way race. In the runoff, he was dead heat with Merkel, his master. He was, of course, in a dead heat with the head of the nationalist populist party, Marie Le Pen, who said that you will either vote me in as your leader or you'll have a woman ruling you. A woman's going to be running this country, France, one way or another, she said last week. You're either going to be under me, elected-wise, or you're going to be under the EU dictatorship run by Angela Merkel. You can look at this two ways. Either massive peer pressure manipulated the French to go along with this, and they're totally into style. They're crippled by being seen as insiders. after Napoleon's conditioning and Hitler's occupation, which they gave into and actually welcomed, and the French lined the highways praising Hitler as he rolled into Paris. I mean, they've been learning for a while since Napoleon to roll over or get killed. Hell, the Romans conquered France. They called it Gaul. So I guess for a couple thousand years they've been learning to grab their ankles. But the French have great culture, and, you know, under military control, they've been great soldiers. But it's very, very sad to see their servile, feudal nature continue on. But either they had their election stolen from them, and the polls show that's probably what happened. A lot of ballots went out without even having Marie Le Pen on them, according to the news. Or they were enslaved by propaganda and went along with it. But either way you slice it, they didn't go the way of Britain pulling out of the unelected EU. They never voted to enter. Obama told England, you better vote to stay in the EU. That, of course, blew up in their face, and we called it the kiss of death. But Obama endorsed Emmanuel Macron, and it was the kiss of victory, I guess, from Obama. What do you think is really happening here? We've seen Iceland pull out of globalism. We've seen Italy vote a few months ago, 5 months ago, to not be part of the EU expansion, to give up their liberties. We've seen a lot of other countries pulling out of globalism. We see nationalism rising. The globalists have said we've got to defeat Trump or he will overthrow our whole system. It's not that Trump's perfect, but he's actually becoming our new president. He's actually becoming an American president. He's actually transferring power back to the country. He's actually acting like the president, not taking orders from the TPP or the IMF or the World Bank or the World Trade Organization. And Hollande said 6 months ago that his job was to use the power of the government under national security to make sure Marie Le Pen didn't win when she was in the polls leading then. They indicted her criminally for criticizing Islam. That's illegal. Saying it's the biggest threat to France since Hitler invaded in 1941. Hollande in a sly dig at Le Pen says French president on a mission to fight rise of populism. Know this, we've come from nobody knowing the Federal Reserve was foreign owned and private 10 years ago to most people knowing it. We've come from people not knowing there's a private corporate global government called the New World Order to most people knowing it. And seeing nationalism grow. So as negative as a lot of this news is, a lot of very, very positive things are happening. I want to take your calls on this subject and pick your brain in live time on that. But I also want to talk about actors posing as journalists who then fall back claiming they're actors involved in satire. With Bill Maher, Stephen Colbert, and people saying horrible lies about myself, about President Trump, you name it. And now Bill Maher has come out. We'll play the clip here in a moment. On his show Friday on HBO that's been parodied by the mainstream media everywhere. He's like the vice president of the Democratic Party. He's the vice president of the shadow government, the president, Stephen Colbert. That's their hope. That's their God, is a fake playing the part of another fake who's a satirist who won't tell you it's satire. Saying that Ivanka Trump probably, it's more visual, gives sexual favors to her father and sexually services him. And that she's their hope. And what's the big message here? Ivanka and Jared Kushner, Democrats. Jared Kushner's father, an indicted kingpin. His associates, convicted prison time kingpins, like his father. For this stupid 666 Fifth Avenue address or whatever. In love with themselves. They go grovel to the left. They do all this. They go meet with Merkel. They call for open borders and Muslim invasions. And what do you get? You get the media trashing you everywhere. You get Bill Maher claiming you have sex with your father. And Bill Maher can hide and say, oh, it's just satire. No, it's a way to get him in the headlines and then say it's a joke later. Imagine if I said Barack Obama was having sex with his daughters. I'm not saying that. They'll probably run with it and say I did. That's how deceptive MSM is. But you think about that. You think about all the different ways Stephen Colbert and his Tuck Buckford character, and other times he just attacks me openly and has said things I never said or never did. And then the audience says, oh, well, it's just comedy. But it's not comedy when Stephen Colbert edited a tape 3 months ago where I said, I'm not anti-gay, and you edited it out, I'm not. You had me say I'm anti-gay, and then renting a house, the woman came and banged on the door the next night, said, you work for Alex Jones, don't you? These guys are actually pretty liberal. And one of them said, yeah. And she said, well, this guy's name's on the lease. You're not welcome. Get out of here. I'm throwing the other guy out. Totally illegal what she did, but she didn't care. I didn't say it, but it didn't matter. She wanted to involve herself in aggressive behavior watching Stephen Colbert and have somebody thrown off the air. Have somebody thrown out of their house. And that's the thing. They always want conservatives or libertarians or people that just aren't globalist traitors to their country thrown out of their jobs, thrown out of the air, thrown off their shows. But when it comes to them, they just say, oh, it's just satire. Like if I said Stephen Colbert robs banks, or Stephen Colbert is a child molester, or Stephen Colbert is a member of the KKK, but then later said, oh, it's satire. They don't even say it's satire when they say similar stuff about me. They just are a satire show, but their viewers don't know it. So when we come back, I'm going to play the attack on Ivanka Trump and President Trump, saying, you know, our savior was supposed to be Ivanka Trump, but she's not going to save him. You know, belittling a woman like she has no power but sexual power. See, why is it the left can be the most misogynistic, vulgar, hateful groups they want, but then nobody else even has free speech? Because they're the anointed by Sumner Redstone. They're the anointed by the big media. They're the anointed by HBO to do whatever they want. Because they're God. We're the little people. They're the elites. I'm Alan Show. Spread the word about the transmission. You are unstoppable.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diets of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. one-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Famous Hollywood stars can be caught having sex with little kids, like Roman Polanski. And top Democrats and top movie stars come out and say, let him come back to the U.S., get rid of his sentence.
Cut him down.
You can have Democrats involved in the wildest sex parties, the most illegal stuff you can imagine, pedophilia, it all comes out, nobody gets in trouble. But if conservatives say that the NFL is trying to push black quarterbacks and make them succeed no matter what, like Rush Limbaugh said, they say for 2 years, boycott him, he's got to be taken off the air. When it's clearly just his opinion. Then they say that the Patriots are racist because a third of their team or whatever is white. You know, it's white supremacism or whatever. Totally insane. But then you can have Bill Maher. It's not as powerful on radio. It's on television. He simulates Ivanka Trump having sex with her father. And says, oh, daddy, oh, daddy. And it's super creepy. It's pedophilic. It's not just misogynistic in their own liberal terms, but it's very, very incestuous. But that's okay, see. He can say kill people, kill kids, clear up the highway, I want euthanasia. But then when he says, oh, Alex Jones is evil and bad, he doesn't believe the government's official story of Sandy Hook, he says kids didn't die. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I don't believe a word comes out of their mouths. Oh, but then they're the great guardians of everybody, and they care about the kids. And, oh, Obamacare is being repealed, and this new thing won't cover everybody. Obamacare didn't either. It's just bankrupting us. They admit it's meant to bankrupt our health care, so nobody gets good health care. It's meant to loot it. Ezekiel Emanuel. Jonathan Gruber said, thank God you're so dumb. Thank God you don't have attention spans. This is written by insurance companies to rob you. But it doesn't matter because Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel can all come out and cry and lie to you when they're the big corporate stooges with the best writers in the country reading off teleprompters with studio audiences of idiots told when to clap by big signs that flash up, clap, clap, clap. Are we really just a bunch of occupied morons like the French? The Germans invade France. Their whole military stands down. The French military joins the Nazis as the Vichy French. They set up a new capital outside Paris in Vichy France and are called collaborators. And I wanted that for the next piece coming up. Can you guys just search engine Hitler tours Paris? There's his photos. There's newsreels. It's on YouTube. You can just read the Wikipedia about it. Paris stood down. France stood down. The British ran to Dunkirk. My movie's coming out about it. Escaped off the shore. Yeah, scroll down, 1940, Hitler takes tour of Paris. Click images. Show people Hitler driving through Paris and the French waving at him and hailing him, just like the new EU system. Just type in, Hitler tours Paris, visits Napoleon's grave. You'll have thousands of photos. You'll have newsreels. You can go to YouTube. You can pull it up. And the French waving and saying, Heil Hitler! Because the French love to capitulate. They love to surrender. They love to give up. They learned under Napoleon. They learned under William the Conqueror. They learned, for 1,000 years. Yeah, just type in Hitler tours France. click newsreels. It's him driving through Paris, and the French, the Parisians are out, Heil Hitler, Heil Hitler, Heil Hitler. Worshipping him. The media will probably take that clip out and say, I said that. Because they're evil, like Hitler, folks. They're deceptive. They think they're dumb. I don't think you're dumb. Here it is. Yes, Hitler in Paris. And you can watch him once he gets to the big crowds. They're out there heiling Hitler. And he goes and tours it all. 2 weeks after the Germans invaded, they gave up because they'd already been sold out internally, just like the EU and Merkel now rules. Le Pen said, you'll be ruled by a woman, by me, or you'll be ruled by Merkel, another woman. And they are. The poll showed, though, that they were neck and neck. I think they stole the election. They wanted a big, strong showing that nationalism's in trouble, that it's gone. It's all part of the arrogance of these people. I'm going to shoot a special report on that. I've even got color footage. Color footage of Hitler in Paris. You can type that in. It's pretty amazing. And the French hailing Hitler. That's the Stockholm Syndrome. That's the mass submission. Now, let's go ahead, though, and go to Bill Maher. Bill Maher, again, you say, oh, it's just a joke. Oh, he's just comedy. Everybody else gets fired for saying one-tenth of this. Can you imagine if a conservative talk show host or libertarian or anybody else got up on TV and said, and Bill Maher acts like it's a talk show, not comedy. He has a comedy intro, but it's a serious show. But he hides behind that. Imagine if I or you or anybody else had a national show and then got up there and said, oh, looks like one of Obama's daughters comes in, the savior, and says, oh, daddy, let me have sex with you. That person would be off the air in a day. But it's okay because it's Bill Maher. Oh, my gosh, it's him. He's allowed to. He's our enlightened one. He's our God. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. Here it is, purely sickening.
A lot of us thought, oh, Ivanka's going to be our saving grace, you know, when he's about to fucking nuke Finland or something. She's going to walk into daddy. Don't do it, daddy. You know, is that how you see Ivanka?
No,
But see, they're banning whiteboards at colleges everywhere because someone might write something bad. That's worse than writing, than banning books. That's banning writing. And everywhere they're saying, can't use this term, can't use that term, don't make jokes, it's inappropriate. Where everybody's a bunch of stuck up, neurotic, weird, arrested development, chip on the shoulder, twits who are ruined for life. Sensitivity training is basket case training now. Broke back training. And they all want that, where you can't make jokes at college, you can't have Seinfeld come to your college, you can't have even liberal comics come because somebody's offended. But then the gods are still allowed with the scripted teleprompter crap that's been written for them to sit up there and to lie to everybody. And to sit up there and twist and defame and demonize, and it's okay. Because they're the anointed ones. They're the gods. They're the Colberts. They're the Mars. They're better than us. They have speech. We don't. They live. We sleep. I want to take your calls on Macron winning. It's official by a huge landslide, 65 to 35, 20-plus percentage points. The toll-free number is 877-789-ALEX. The Sunday number is different than the weekday number, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. I've challenged on Twitter Stephen Colbert when he attacked me more than 15 times the last month. Hey, why don't you actually have me on? Oh, but I get it. You've got to have a bunch of writers and a teleprompter. You're not a real person. You represent a whole group of people like the mouth of Sauron. I get it. You're not your own man. But they're already attacking me every day. It's not like I need to be validated by being on their show. I became famous, affected world change, exposed the globalists with you, the listeners. We are who is important, not these teleprompter...
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin,
live
Texas,
from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, France has voted 65-35, if you believe that, for Emmanuel Macron, who literally works for the Rothschild banking dynasty, was groomed by Hollande, the socialist, who's super unpopular, who's opened the borders up to Muslims, even worse. He has landslided Marine Le Pen, if you believe that, even though polls showed her, in most polls, ahead of him or dead heat or slightly behind. I think there's fraud here, and there's evidence that's in the French news. But what a resounding supposed defeat for nationalism. And I guess coming up in another 6 years in 2022, They'll just keep bringing more Muslims in, more burning cities, tourism down by 80%. They just are committing national suicide right now. Macron wins French presidency. I want to take your calls. The toll-free number is different on the weekend than it is weekdays. On weekday shows, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. This number is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We're going to go to John, Abel, Sean, Robert, Jacob, and others here pretty quickly. And then later I'm going to do a little bit of a history lesson on the French standing down to the Nazis, their own military founding its own government in Vichy, and that's why we hear France lost in 2 weeks. They didn't lose, they rolled over. And the French are known as wimps since then. They beat the Germans in World War I. More than 10 million people died. You can read about Vichy France, all of it. But this is either a rolling over to the EU and Angela Merkel, or it's a rolling over, just the government's so corrupt it stole the election. I find it hard to believe that in scientific polls, she was ahead in many of them, or dead heat, or slightly behind, and now she loses 25 points or so. 35 to 65. That's more than, that is amazing. Those stories are all up on Infowars.com right now. And by the way, it is an act of resistance to CNBC, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all the major news channels lying about us every day, saying horrible things about me that aren't true, because they know we're the resistance. We're the Americans exposing the global takeover, the TPP, the IMF, the World Bank, that Trump in his first 100-plus days has done a good job battling. But now he's starting to falter. He can't get good people in D.C. We'll talk some about that. But regardless, nationalism's rising all over the world. So there's a great awakening happening. We should be very, very positive. The frustrating thing is that the fraud machine is just going up on high. So last week, or early this week, Stephen Colbert said that Donald Trump is the Vienna sausage holster of the president of Russia. That doesn't violate FCC rules, but the FCC is investigating it. So we have decided that there's no free speech. It's like there's this famous British actor that's being investigated in Ireland. He's an Irish actor but lives in England because he came out and said, man, if God's real, he sure is a sadist. He's being investigated for blasphemy. We don't want to become the Islamicist enforcers we're fighting, do we? But I said he shouldn't lose his job for that. He's a satirist. He's a comedian. He can say that Trump's the butt boy if he wants. That's not attacking anybody. That's not attacking some group. But notice how we're already in the box. If we say that Stephen Colbert doesn't have the right to say what he wants, well, then we don't have the right. If you want to be anti-homosexual, that's your issue. If you want to be pro or neutral or tolerant, that's your issue. But we've now gotten to the point where, oh, don't worry, what he said isn't homophobic. So it's okay that he says that the president's engaging in oral sex on a foreign leader. But what he meant by it clearly was saying he's an agent of Putin. He's a brown noser. He's a butt boy. It wasn't meant even in that. But they expanded it where can't have whiteboards, can't have brown bags, can't have Cinco de Mayo parties at your high school or your frat because it's cultural appropriation. It's total racism being inculcated to make us all a bunch of basket cases at each other's throats. We're not learning reading, writing, arithmetic. We're learning political correctness. We're learning how to be paralyzed. We're learning how to not have speech. The colleges are the opposite of open, free societies. So I said, don't take his free speech, but see, he's busy out saying he's glad Bill O'Reilly got fired. He's out busy saying let's police other people's speech. So that's what makes it so sick is that Bill Maher wants political correctness. He wants free speech restrictions. So does Stephen Colbert, except they don't have to be under it. And they hide behind it being satire as they pose as news reporters and claim they're not being satirical. When they say that I don't know the name of my children or I'm a racist or I'm a homophobe or all these other lies. They hide behind that. But then when they do something that clearly could be construed as that, oh, it's okay because they're liberal. They're allowed to have their free speech. They're above the law. They're the superclass. They're the elite. I don't need to go on Colbert's show to get famous or popular. I'm already on it almost every night. But it shows how there's teleprompters, how it's all prescripted, and how scared they are on a Bill Maher. I mean, I turned down The View last week. I turned down Charlie Rose's show last week because they weren't live. They wanted to tape. The View's bigger than Colbert. But the point is that people, oh, you wish you were on Colbert. I'm on Colbert, a facsimile of me. When he attacks me by name, when he makes up what I've said as Stephen Colbert, which he claims isn't an actor, which is an actor, which is a persona, then he says I'm fake and I say I'm an actor. No video of me saying that. They'll play clips of me in the news where I'm saying outrageous things as a character, and they say, oh, he really means that. And I'm saying, no, I'm playing a character to illustrate things there, just like Stephen Colbert. But what I stand for at the end of the day is sovereignty, nationalism, free market, true capitalism, religious freedom, classical liberalism. Because those people that read off teleprompters and have a bunch of writers and who aren't real, of course they want to say the real man, Alex Jones. Let's turn the document cam on and scan the studio for folks. There's a TV I'm looking at. There's a computer. There's another computer with calls coming in right over here to the right. Right there you've got the TV screens. And you've got a call center here where I can take the calls. That's what I have in here. I don't have anything else in here in this little pocket old radio studio I've been in 11 years. So there you go. In fact, let's try to, it's up so high, but let's try to shoot to the window if we can. Now let's show people. There's like three guys in there, a totally tiny audience for a radio / TV show that reaches millions of people. You guys wave at them. There you go. That's what's in there. There's no teleprompters. There's no writers. There's no nothing. It's just me, my intellect, and history. And then Colbert can do things that nobody else is allowed to. And so can Bill Maher. And all I'm saying is that's wrong. You guys shouldn't call for the end of free speech. You shouldn't call for censorship all day when you live by it. And when I'm being censored by Google, and I'm being blocked on Twitter and YouTube, and they're trying to strangle me while you misrepresent who I am and build a straw man doppelganger to defame me, I can't even respond on my own platform. As radio stations were on call me and say, we're getting calls offering us $500,000 to take you off by national sponsors. And a lot of them say, we're going to keep you on even though your show has good ratings but doesn't even bring in close to that money. We're keeping you on for America. If you're listening to us on local stations, you better send them $10, $50, $100. You better thank them. You better become a local sponsor because there's a total war trying to shut us down. This is the real fight for America. This is 21st century information war. And if they can shut us down, they can shut everybody down. Let's go out to break with Colbert making his Johnson Holster comment that he's under investigation for hate speech by the FCC. When did the FCC have hate speech jurisdiction? Here it is.
Get the gloves off. Mr. Trump, your presidency, I love your presidency. I call it disgrace the nation. You're not the POTUS. You're the bloatus. You're the glutton with the button. You're regular Gorge Washington. You're the presidents. But you're turning into a real prick-tator.
Sir, not a dictator. He's elected.
You attract more skinheads than free Rogaine.
Goes back to the whole race thing.
More people marching against you than cancer. You talk like a sign language gorilla who got hit in the head. In fact, the only thing your mouth is good for is being Vladimir Putin's holster.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
And even Colbert attacked me, let's not exaggerate, more than 50 times that I know of. When he was Daily Show, when he was doing CBS Late Night, taking over David Letterman. I mean, I don't even watch those shows very often. When I do, it's very well written. It's very funny. Even though I'm informed, I mean, I know most of it's complete lies, still, I get why people like it. So in the last month, he's really been attacking me. I mean, we're talking almost every day, so I'm sending private messages to the character he created, he admits, is based on me, Tuck Buckford, and to his official CBS show, and then to his official Stephen at Home site. And no responses, obviously, because he's such a God creature, to me saying, have me on. I mean, normally when he's attacking Trump, Trump's been on the show, or he's attacking Bill O'Reilly's been on a bunch. I'm this major part of the show. He has a character based on me, and I'm not on. I'm on with edited clips, which does the same thing. People go, God, who's Alex Jones? And we get more listeners. I mean, our listeners have only gone up because those are big shows. Mainstream news, mainstream TV, mainstream stuff like that has no viewers. But Colbert has a big audience. Super Bowl has a giant audience, and that's where there's the anti-family ads, the anti-gun ads. I mean, you look at this, these people are out to get us. Hollywood is out to get us. It's incredible. And they can make whatever jokes they want. They can make up whatever they want. They can say that, you know, Trump's having sex with his kids. It's all okay. They can say, I'm a racist. They can say, Trump's a racist, and none of it's true. And the message is to everybody else, you shut up and do what you're told, or we're going to call you racist. I remember MSNBC over and over again would say, Alex Jones is deeply racist. They never show a clip. It was because I was criticizing Obamacare, a giant screw job. And so now, can we pull up that article that was Friday, Clifford Cunningham, where the New Yorker magazine openly says they want to overthrow President Trump? I did some reports on that on Friday with David Knight. But here they are in the New Yorker magazine, one of the most elite publications out there, saying, we're secretly meeting to overthrow Trump. We may just have a coup d'etat. Well, that's also being prepared by the shadow government. I mean, forget Trump. Forget who he is. They're just calmly reporting on it when he's killing NAFTA, killing GATT, killed TPP, $3 trillion in the stock market, hundreds of billions of new jobs, 500,000 new jobs already here. I mean, he really is. The globalists have sold us out, folks. We were the richest country in the world. We had half the wealth. He's really turned us back on. So they have 200 psychologists and psychiatrists violating the Goldwater Rule from 1964, 68. It went on three times, going on TV saying he's mentally ill when they're not allowed to diagnose from a distance. Plus, their science is mainly a bunch of quack crap. It's just a made-up stuff in Germany 200 years ago to control populations. Sure, is there some labels you put on crazy people? Are there crazy people? Yeah. But psychiatrists and psychologists can't even agree with each other on the hundreds of new designations they've got. But Trump's crazy because he works his ass off and is a trailblazer and defeated the mainstream media. No, he's real and they can't stand him. Does that mean he's not making mistakes? Absolutely not. Saying Assange should be arrested when Assange put you in office and you said, give us more stuff, Assange. That's dishonorable. Going with that clear false flag in Syria. When the rebels have been caught repeatedly staging chemical attacks on themselves to launch a pretext for war. I get why you didn't look strong for China and the rest of it, but they're never going to stop saying you're a Russian agent. Trump tweeted today, Hillary's in bed with the Russians and the Chinese. Why are they still saying I'm a Russian agent? Because you're an American out for America, and they're globalists, so they're going to say that you are what they are, sir. Trump's biggest mistake was getting in office, trying to be presidential, trying to bury the hatchet. They're not going to bury the hatchet with you. You could roll over to them. They'll never stop trying to destroy you. Look at Ivanka kissing their ass, going over to Germany, saying open the borders up to Muslims, saying her daddy's wrong. That gets them attacking her more in NSM. They see weakness. That's got them saying you have sex with your daughter. Let's get Bill Maher ready one more time. For radio listeners, you just kind of hear him making jokes, but he physically, you know, implies the act of her having sex with her father. Oh, daddy, you know, on top of her father. You're like, oh, this is a family show. That's what they're doing on their so-called news show that's politically incorrect, his old name for it. Real time, real horse manure with a little coward reading off a teleprompter with 100 writers, Bill Maher, who wants to defame me and Trump and everybody else, but would never dare have us on his show. Why do they want to shut InfoWars down? Because they know we got a bigger audience than they do. I'm going to go to John, Abel, Sean, Robert, Jacob, Tony, Jared, Dakota, John, and others here in a moment. Roger Stone's on the last 30 minutes of breaking news. But before I go any further, I know you guys are printing me off that Clifford Cunningham article. Democrats, I just need it in here. I just physically want it. Thanks. Headline, Democrats meet in secret in Congress to discuss removal of Trump. And then the New Yorker magazine discusses the whole thing. I want you to understand, that's a big deal, folks. Because if they can remove a president you elected, they can take your pension fund. And they've already done it in Europe, and they're getting ready here. And once they've taken over much of your pension fund, once they've done things like that, they think you'll just roll over even more. They want full control over you. There it is, report. Congress holding secret conversations about removing Trump. critics pushing impeachment or removal under the 25th Amendment, saying he's mentally ill. And in the article, it says they've got members of his administration. Yeah, Jared Kushner, his own daughter. They're all scared to death Daddy actually won. They're all scared to death this is happening. They don't know what to do. The plans of their houses got leaked by the Secret Service. They better roll over real quick. Listen, Kushner and Ivanka, you're all in a man's world now. Grow a pair of huevos, rancheros, or be destroyed. Let me go to that clip again. Here is Bill Maher putting down the minion that's trying to capitulate and run up a white flag to him. And he tells her, listen, I'm not a liberal. I'm going to bitch slap you, Ivanka. I'm going to pimp you out. Just like pimp game. Girl's run over by a car. She's been pimped out to 5,000 men. She's got diseases. Hair is all falling out. Cigarette burns. She gets hit by a car. A pimp walks in front of her mama. She says, baby, I'm going to get back on that street next week. I'm going to get you that money. He goes, you bet a bitch. The mama says, hey. And they ask the pimp, well, what do you give her? I give her nothing. None of the money. She's lucky I give her a bucket of chicken. The mama says, look what you did to my baby. Big punch up on my screen. 1940, Hitler in France visiting Paris. Just type in Hitler visits Paris. You can watch the French hiling Hitler. 2 weeks after he invaded, the whole French military rolled over to Hitler. They'd already made backroom deals to run things out of Vichy, France. And it's hardly even in the history books now. It's the same thing. The French just rolled over to Macron, run by the Germans, run by the globalists. It's all a big sick joke. This isn't even the good footage. I've seen documentaries of the French line on the roads, hiling Hitler. Look at this right here. Vichy France is the common name for the French state headed by Marshal Philippe Pétain during World War II. In particular, represents the southern unoccupied green zone that governed the southern part of the country. From 40 to 42, while the Vichy regime was the normal government of France as a whole, Germany military occupied northern France. Thus, the Paris renamed de jure capital of France, Vichy. They rolled over. France wasn't in World War II. But that's not even taught in the kids' little... Oh, yeah, let's go back to it. Here's Hitler visiting Notre Dame in the capital. And we got Hitler visiting Napoleon Bonaparte's grave. Isn't that just cute? And that's what the French have done again, is capitulated, just like they did during Hitler. But see, I'm a weirdo. I know facts and history. So then they teach the pseudo-intellectual fake left and stuff. Oh, don't be freaked out by him. He knows all this. He's a conspiracy theorist. He made all that up. Like 15 chimpanzees tied up to typewriters. It's all just jibble-jabble. None of it's real. We're just doing everything we can to shut him down. Let's go to Bill Maher, the puppet, reading off his written script, saying that Donald Trump has sex with his daughter. Here it is.
A lot of us thought, oh, Ivanka's going to be our saving grace. England. She's going to walk into the bedroom and, you know, yeah, daddy. Daddy.
Daddy.
Don't do it, daddy. You know what I'm saying?
Don't do it, daddy. Done to be controversial. I had to dump the F word. I forgot that was in there. She walks to the bedroom. She performs sex on him. Anybody else does that, they're destroyed. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come right back to your calls. Give the Colbert clips a lot more. John, Abel, everybody get ready. Start your engines. Second hour. Hey, they're trying to censor us. They're trying to block us. Spread the links. Infowars.com/show. Spread the articles. Spread the videos. We're kicking their butt. Let's continue it. They cannot stand our active information war challenging these elitists, these frauds. And we've got a bunch of specials that end tomorrow, 30 to 40% off our high-quality supplements, water filtration systems, T-shirts, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We'll be right back. Stay with us. After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.